Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm so excited to get into God's Word with you and just give you some encouraging words for the day. Alright, so would you guys join me as we pray? Lord, we want to thank you for this day that we're alive, that we're breathing, that we're here to hear your Word. So God, I pray that we would have open minds, open eyes, open ears, and an open heart to receive your Word. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So it's been a great summer. I've been doing a lot of things in our youth ministry. As I'm the youth director, we go to camps, we go to concerts. And so I just got back from a concert not too long ago. And I got this cool shirt at the concert. It says, "We" right here. And in the back, it says, "Are the millennials that didn't leave God." And so that's kind of what I want to talk about today, is just about the generations of past and the generations to come. And where does God fit in to these generations? So just to kind of break it down, Generation GI, okay, are the, you know, people that are born from 1901 to 1924. And they're during the times that these teenagers, they got to live through the Great Depression, and they even fought in World War II. So Generation GI were some tough cookies, right? They have to be tough to be able to survive those times, even just to go through them. And then after that, we have the baby boomers. Those were born from 1943 to 1964. And the baby boomers, well, you get the name. It's a, you know, there were a lot of babies being made during these times. And baby boomers have become to be known as the hippies, right? They grew up to be the hippies. And this was actually, they were actually, they actually saw the atrocities of the war from their family members. So they got to see what war does to people. And also, they were all about the world peace, and this is the birth time of the rock and roll movement, so, which is kind of cool. And then Generation X, born from 1965 to 1979. So Generation X were, you know, babies being born into generation, compared to the baby boomers, this generation was right in the peak of the AIDS epidemic. Okay, and the X actually refers to them not wanting to be defined or stereotyped. Generation X. Now we move on to the millennials. And millennials from 1980 to 2000-ish, this was the rise of the internet. This generation was set on a new way of thinking, and they kind of were taught to question everything, right? Millennials have a reputation of being narcissistic, and at this time, they were also known, it's also known as the mass exodus of faith. You know, a lot of people walked away from their faith, and there's just a lot of atheism during this generation, the millennial generation. That's my generation. I'm a millennial. And in my age category, I see a lot of people who are either atheist or who just have walked away from their faith. And myself, I was about 20 years old when I first heard the gospel. And that's kind of hard to think, hard to believe that how can somebody in America, and those of you that don't know that are watching maybe across the world, I'm in Idaho, living in Idaho in my 20s, I never heard the gospel. Well, I've been around church, you know, a lot during my life. I actually did my first communion when I was in Catholicism as a child, but I never truly heard the gospel. So when I heard it, it just blew my mind. And I just thought, like, how is it that I lived these 20 something years and never heard the gospel? So it literally changed my life. So after millennials, we go into Gen X, Generation X, and Generation Z. And as all we know, Generation Z is people that are born into technology. Literally, like, you know, the baby comes out of the womb with a cell phone in the hand, right? You know, scrolling the internet. And it's just part of the culture of Gen Z to be on the phone. And that's how their community thrives, on social media. And a lot, it really means a lot to this generation. And, you know, me being the youth director, I love Generation Z. You know, I love all generations, but Generation Z is just, my heart is for that generation and these kids and, you know, even young adults, they love social media. You know, that's a big thing in their lives. And God uses social media. God uses devices. God uses technology to further the gospel. So, but there also is a downfall to that. So I think about all these generations and I wonder what God thinks looking down at us right now on this generation, on my generation, on your generation. What is God thinking when he looks down? Where does God fit in to your generation? You know, and I've been thinking about this and it's just been really on my heart. And I want to be a generation who seeks God. I want to be a generation who knows the value of the work of the cross. You know what I'm saying? So I got a couple of verses for us. Psalm 78, verses 1 through 4. I'm going to go ahead and read that. My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with the parable. I will utter hidden things, things from old, things we had heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from our descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, of his power, and the wonders that he has done. So from generation to generation, what legacy are you leaving the next generation? Wherever you fall, whatever category you fall into these generations, where does God come into view? Is he a big part of your life? And we go into Ephesians 3, 16 through 21 is another couple verses I want to read. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with the power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love and that it surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So that's the legacy we want to leave behind. The generation that you're in right now, wherever, whatever generation you're from, we want that legacy to be known, how deep, how wide, how vast, how immeasurable the riches of Christ are, right? The grace of God, it's amazing. And there, it doesn't matter what generation you're from. God is for you. God wants you. God died for you. Literally, he did. The work on the cross is from generation to generation. His promises are from generation to generation. So as we come together as believers, let's leave a legacy for the next generation. Let's spread the gospel. Let's love on people. All right. Well, God bless you guys. I hope that gives you some encouragement for the day, and we'll see you next week.